Hey fashionpreneurs, my name is Jess and welcome to the Fashionpreneur Diaries. Hello fashionpreneurs, welcome back to the Fashionpreneur Diaries. We are officially on entry 32. Wow, time is flying. I can't believe we have this much content that's been created. But today I wanted to talk to you guys about some real stuff. I got a lot going on. I got a whole lot going on in my fashionpreneurial endeavors right now, okay? So today's entry is called BRB because I'm going to have to be right back, y'all. I'm going to have to take a break from the Fashionpreneur Diaries. Yes, yes, yes. So 2020 has been quite the roller coaster. It's been honestly an amazing year, obviously outside of COVID-19 coming in. So many things happening right now in the world. I mean, the world has been insane. We know that. But this year has definitely been very innovative for my business. It's been a blessing for my business, despite everything else that's going on in the world. But my business has definitely been affected. All of my businesses have been affected by COVID-19 in positive ways, as well as scary ways. I remember when COVID first hit back in March, it had hit LA officially. It was literally the day that we had the Fashionpreneur Retreat, which is our 3-day really awesome conference that we have annually. And when things hit, it was scary. I remember it was Friday, March 13th. And I remember when things hit, I remember just seeing on the news that California was shut down. You couldn't resume normal work. You couldn't go into businesses. It was just scary. And I didn't know really what to expect. I tried to prepare myself and my business. I tried to stay prayed up as possible. And of course, God directed that season. So my staff wasn't able to come inside of the office at all. I had to run around and do like 3 positions in one. I remember I had to tell my Fashionpreneur Academy students, like, y'all, I'm going to be writing back to emails and messages that you guys send me late after hours right now because I'm doing 3 different positions in one. It was scary. And I had to learn how to transition. And we figured out a way to allow my staff to work from home until we were able to resume inside of our offices. So things were super, super, super scary. I had also started the process on leasing a new commercial space in California. It's about 30 minutes outside of the city. Beautiful warehouse space, like 6,000 square feet. It's crazy. And I continued to pray over that direction. I ended up deciding that, you know what, I'm going to hold off on moving into this space and starting the build out just because I want to see what happens with COVID. So I had to make a lot of smart business decisions. We are still moving. We do not have enough space where we are at a regular exposure. We have a little bit over like 1,200 square feet right now, and we need a lot more space. So I was able to get a space literally like right across from where we are. It's so lit because it's going to save me a lot of money. But now we're moving into close to 4,000 square feet. So I'm really excited about that move next weekend. So we got a lot going on, you know, for it to only be July. 2020 has been crazy. It's been a lot of shifts. It's been a lot of changes. And it's just been scary. It's been scary. And you guys know I walk by faith, not by sight. So I haven't been too fearful about the next phases in my life or my businesses. But I do know that I wanted to take some time to focus on all of these changes and all of these shifts. Another thing I've been doing is I've been really focusing on what makes me fully happy in this season. I was talking to a friend of mine a few months ago, and we were talking about always choosing happiness. And one thing that I have really, really, really valued myself in is always attempting to choose happiness in my late 20s. Now, when I was younger, I didn't always choose happiness. I would compromise. I would try to do what makes other people happy. What would my family think? What would my mom think? Is my mom going to support this venture of me as an entrepreneur? And yes, she does. But you know, I had to always consider so many other people. And I decided to move into a season where I only do what makes me happy. And I stopped compromising. And I think that in this season, I've chosen to be very selfish with my late 20s and do what makes me happy. And the Fashionpreneur Diaries makes me so happy. Irregular Exposure, my clothing line, that is my baby. It makes me so happy. And I don't think that a lot of people understand that I wasn't always able to focus on my clothing line, Irregular Exposure, fully. So when I first started the Fashionpreneur Academy in 2016, this online curriculum was bigger than life itself to me. It was like such a commitment. I had in-person classes, in-person trainings monthly. It was a big commitment, and it forced me not to be able to focus on a regular exposure fully. And I told you guys in one of our previous entries, the value of time. I needed to understand that I needed time to focus on my passion projects, and Irregular Exposure is that passion project for me. I started this clothing line when I was 14 years old out of my mom's basement. I was slaying hoodies out of my locker in high school. Like, this is my baby. This is what I love. Irregular Exposure is everything for me. I remember feeling like I was a little disconnected from a regular exposure back in 2016 when I launched the Academy. And this might happen to you guys as you launch your businesses and you start your businesses. It's going to be a love for it. It's going to be a passion for it. If you're doing it out of passion, you're going to have a passion for it. And it's kind of like, I'm not going to say equivalent to a child, but it's like a baby. It's like this thing that you're nurturing and you're watching evolve, and you've groomed it and you've trained it and you've educated it and you've continued to feed it until it's become something bigger and better. And I realized that when I was so focused on the Academy, irregular exposure wasn't at a point where it was able to go off on its own and be great. It still needed me. It needed my nurturing. It's mom, right? So I had to realize that. And last year, I made a big shift and I decided to change the way that I operate within the Academy. I decided to change the systems, change my offerings, and reclaim my time. I decided to stop doing one-on-one private sessions because they took up so much of my time. I realized that I had to change the way that I did things. And I'm still able to offer a lot of private support within the program and curriculum now. It offers so much education, but I had to change my hours in business where I'm only working 4 days a week within the Academy instead of seven. Like, it was just overwork. I was overworking myself. And I made that shift last year. And this year, the transition fully was completed back in January. So I'm really excited about that because now I'm able to reclaim my time and focus back on my baby, irregular exposure. So that's what I've been doing this year. I've been focused on my baby. I've been a part of a lot of things I wasn't able to be a part of anymore. I've been a part of photo shoots, content creation. I've been able to get back in my creative zhuzh and create new collections. Like last year, we didn't even have a full new collection. We only had one collection drop because I was so dedicated to Academy clients. And I'm like, I can't create something that allows my real passion, my true passion, my original passion to suffer. That's when it's a problem. So when you guys are considering starting multiple businesses, make sure that you're not taking away from your passion. And education is truly my passion, but I couldn't allow my baby to suffer anymore. So now I'm able to balance my time. I told you guys the value of time is the most imperative here. I'm able to now value my time and balance it. So I'm in the Fashionpreneur Academy 4 days a week, dedicating my time. I absolutely love it. That's my everything as well. So I had to figure out how to balance it and keep myself happy and sane. I still remember to be a woman, still remember to enjoy myself on weekends, still remember to go outside and have fun when outside was open, right? California shut back down. We just got shut back down yesterday. So outside is open for us. But I had to remember that I have to take care of myself. And there was a time, like I told you guys, I was working 7 days a week. I was not committed to taking care of myself. And I feel like there's this narrative that entrepreneurs are supposed to work 24/7. You're supposed to grind it out. You're supposed to just get it in. You're supposed to work 8 days a week. Like, ridiculousness. You're supposed to work 25 hours a day. It's like this revolving door of information that you guys are getting and content that you're getting that is like misinforming you. That's not true. You don't become an entrepreneur so you can be enslaved. That's not what we're doing this for. I do this for freedom. I do this to be able to balance my time. I do this to be able to reclaim my time. I do this to be able to respect my time. So I think right now I'm doing just that. I'm respecting my time. So I had to make this decision. I wanted this season to go a little longer, a couple more months. But let me tell y'all how real it's getting. Okay. We are moving across the street. Like I said, I'm working with my interior designer to get this space done. We have a new venture that just launched called Shop Fashionpreneur. I'm so excited about it. We have these really lit tote bags. It's called the Fashionpreneur Essentials bag. It's like this really bomb, like oversized luggage bag that has like a laptop carrier inside of it. It has pouches on the side for your phones and all of your keys and all your things. And we decided to launch this amazing bag while in quarantine. And it sold out. Now we have to really, really expand our inventory. So we are moving, we're transitioning, we're launching new things. I have a new staff member that just started last week that's relocating from the East Coast. She's from DC, actually, and she's relocating here. So she's going to be interning with me and helping me out. So we have a lot of expansion projects happening. And I'm in a season where I feel like I have to focus on my stuff. I got to reclaim my time a little bit. So I want to do that. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be focused on a regular exposure for the next few months, fully dedicated. We are doing a lot of planning because COVID is not, unfortunately, ceasing right now. Like, it is still happening and it's scary. We have to make sure we're prepared. One thing that happened when COVID first hit, a lot of factories were shut down. They weren't able to operate inside of their spaces. They weren't able to formulate a plan before getting shut down. That held up a lot of our production because we fully designed all of our inventory. A lot of our factories were closed. So we had to move our production overseas. Now we're getting products produced overseas as well as in the US. So we're paying double for production right now just to stay ahead of the curve and just to stay ahead of the unknown, really. that COVID is. It's a very unknowing time. So you have to prepare yourself. And I encourage you guys to do this in your businesses. Summer 2020 is not going to be lit, okay? Accept it. It's not lit. It's a time for us to be preparing. It's a time for us to be organizing, planning, strategizing, and trying to stay ahead as possible. But it's no way to know what's coming. It's just no way. I encourage you guys to prepare during this season. Now, it's a few things that you guys could definitely do to prepare to start reclaiming your time and formulating your plan to make sure you're ready for what's about to happen, because we don't know what's about to happen with COVID. First things first, a lot of people were asking me like, Jess, is this a good time to launch? You know, with COVID happening, should I be launching? Let me tell you guys something. COVID is very unknown. It's no reason not to launch. That's just me. Now, it depends on your mindset. You're somebody that's fearful. This is only going to make you more fearful. But if you're somebody that is faithful, you understand how God works, then you understand that you can launch summer, spring, winter, or fall, and it's going to pop. Hey, fashionpreneurs. I hope you are enjoying this entry of the Fashionpreneur Diaries, but I wanted to personally invite you to my brand new masterclass, Wholesale Vendors Decoded. I'm going to teach you how to launch and develop your fashion line, no matter if you're looking to purchase wholesale or become a brand new fashion designer. We're going to cover it all, and it is very quarantine friendly, on a budget. I know things got super real, super quick this year. So I want to help you understand how to effectively launch this brand on a budget while in quarantine. It's still very possible, and I'm still seeing six figures a month, and I want to help you do the same. All right. So make sure that you register now at thefashionpreneuracademy.com. Know what's coming. It's just no way. I encourage you guys to prepare during this season. Now, it's a few things that you guys could definitely do to prepare to start reclaiming your time and formulating your plan to make sure you're ready for what's about to happen, because we don't know what's about to happen with COVID. First things first, a lot of people were asking me like, Jess, is this a good time to launch? You know, with COVID happening, should I be launching? Let me tell you guys something. COVID is very unknown. It's no reason not to launch. That's just me. Now, it depends on your mindset. You're somebody that's fearful. This is only going to make you more fearful. But if you're somebody that is faithful, you understand how God works, then you understand that you can launch summer, spring, winter, or fall, and it's going to pop. So don't feel like you can't launch right now. I just told you guys, I launched a new empire that sold out in minutes called shopfashionpreneur.com. It's basically our merch site now for the Fashionpreneur Academy. So all of my fashionpreneurs out there that need essentials like bags, we're going to have sweatsuits, we're going to have things like that. But right now we have this really lit bag that ended up being one of my new most successful ventures. This year, I've made the most money I've ever made in my entire life. My businesses have thrived. So this is not a time for you to be fearful. This is a time that God is blessing the Black business. We're being blessed right now. So don't feel like you can't launch right now. You can totally launch. Now, what I will tell you is that a lot of factories, if you're looking to design, guys, a lot of factories are obviously recovering still. They have to recover. They weren't able to make a lot of money this year because they had to shut down for like a month. They were only allowed to open back up and create masks. That's it. So they weren't able to produce their normal volume. You have to understand they're looking for serious-minded people to work with. If you're coming in and you're like, oh, I just want to inquire. I'm going to wait 6 months. They don't have time to waste right now. This is not a time to waste people's time. This is a time to come in serious and be ready to work. This is a time for you guys to be getting your education to understand what you should be doing when working with these factories and with these vendors. So if you're working with a factory and you're looking to develop, this is prime time. This is prime time for you to start sample making as a designer, to start sketching and getting those samples created, pattern making, size grading. This is a time for you to begin development. This is a great time to develop because everybody's in the house. When outside opens back up, your brand is going to be able to come back out swinging. That's what I'm doing this summer. That's why I'm taking a break from the diaries, guys, because I have to focus on bringing straight heat to a regular exposure. And I can't do that with my mind being everywhere. Like as a creative, I can't work like that. I got to be able to develop and evolve my brand. So I have to focus and fully dedicate myself to it. This is a time that you guys could be developing those brands. I want you to consider development. So this is a time to develop. If you're buying wholesale, this is a great time for you guys to definitely start getting your seller's permits, getting your tax IDs, your EINs, your LLCs, getting that set up, getting your trademarks. This is a time for you to get all the hard stuff done. This is a great time for you to be also developing relationships with vendors. The Fashion District in LA is not fully open yet, but there are a few vendors that are open And I want you guys to definitely consider creating those relationships. And even if they're not open, you can still email them and develop relationships. You can still ask them for line sheets. This is a time to be developing. And I feel like a lot of people are living in fear right now when this is a time where you could be developing and coming out swinging after this pandemic does, and hopefully sometime soon. But things are getting delayed with the ending of it. Like, we don't know when it's going to be ending. I just had to cancel an event that I had planned in October. So you guys know we had the Fashionpreneur Retreat. We had to postpone the third day of the Fashionpreneur Retreat. We had this really bomb gala planned, and we had to postpone it. So we moved it to October. Then we had to postpone it to 2021 because COVID is still really super active. We're not going to be able to party in October. We're not. From the looks of it, it's very unknown. So you guys have to be okay with not knowing and not knowing what's solid right now. Like, you can't commit to a certain date for your launch right now. We could be shut down again tomorrow. That's what happened with us in California. We had like 2 hours notice that all the dining restaurants were closed again. Gyms were closed again. Everything's closed again here. We're back to, I would say, where we were probably around like May, as far as a shutdown. So we're kind of taking a step back. I want you guys to take this time to develop. And if you don't know what you want to do, and you know you want to be in the fashion industry, you know you're inspired to start a boutique, but you don't know how to develop relationships with vendors. You don't know where to get your clothes from. You don't know if you want to design pieces or if you want to buy wholesale. You never created a website. If you don't know any of this stuff, that is okay. You know the great thing? This is a time for you to be educating. This is a time for you to be learning and evolving. So I encourage you to check out my free masterclass. I have a really awesome masterclass available to you guys to help you. It's free. And it's called Wholesale Vendors Decoded. And it talks about developing those relationships with vendors. I give you plugs on vendors. It's free. I give you guys relationships on how to develop for manufacturing if you're a designer. And then we discuss next steps if you want to work with me within the academy. So the academy is something that's not going anywhere, baby. I am going to be continuing to give my time there. So while I'm on break from the diaries, I am not on break from the academy. The academy fulfills me. I feel like it is impossible for me to run Irregular Exposure without pouring into my students and making sure I'm giving them full dedication. So my students are amazing. I talk to them every single day. This is not a course that you just purchase and you don't hear from me. This is not a course where you don't have my guidance. My students have direct access to me by email, virtual support. We talk every day. I virtually review their home assignments. I ask them questions. I let them know if this homework was invalid and incorrect. Like, this is a real educational curriculum, and I'm very proud of that. And I'm very, very happy that I'm still able to offer that support in a new, innovative manner during this season. So hopefully you guys can take advantage of all those different things that are available to you during these times. And don't live in fear. Don't look at God's confirmations as coincidences. Like, take advantage of what he gives you. If he happens to give you the exact resource you need to launch this brand in the middle of this pandemic, that's not something to take for granted. Use it. Pour in. Let's get this brand launched. Let's get it going. If you feel like, I don't know if I'm good enough to start a brand, I don't know if I'm smart enough to do this, I don't know if I know how to do a website, this is a time for you guys to also be considering partnerships. I do have a couple partnerships, but I'm not part owner. I might be part investor, but I've been really considering partnerships for this next season of my life. And I'll tell you guys why. God created us to be in relationship with one another. That's just how we were created from the beginning. So if you're somebody that feels like, oh, I don't want people up in my stuff, I got it, I don't need nobody, that negative mindset is going to leave you feeling like you're not reaching your fullest potential, because we were all created to work in relationship. There are people involved in every project you guys see me do. There's nothing I've done 100% by myself. You will never see me put up a post saying I'm self-made. First of all, I'm God-made. And then there's a lot of people that operate to make this thing flow. So I want you guys to also consider in this season if you need to be in partnership. And I think that this is a season where you guys have to realize you cannot know how to do everything. You can't. You can't do everything, okay? You have to realize that it might be good for you to have a partner. If you have a friend that is just as passionate as you, or if you know someone, and you don't even have to know them. Most partnerships that I've seen, these people haven't even been friends. It's just been a relationship where, hey, I'm really good at buying wholesale, and this person's really good at creating graphics and marketing. So we came together and started this business and launched it. This person's really good at modeling, and this person's really good at editing pictures and taking pictures and revising. So look out for if you need to partner. And when you guys are creating partnerships, like, partnerships have been created within the Fashionpreneur Academy. There are businesses that have started with partnerships because of students coming together that were like-minded. Look out for key characteristics. Don't just go into partnership with your sister because you trust her and y'all been friends forever and y'all love each other, but you know your sister's work ethic is nothing like your work ethic. No, that's not how you go into partnership. Look for somebody that picks up on those things that you are still learning, that are areas of opportunity for you. You need someone that's going to pick up on that. So look up for people that's going to pick up the weight in that arena and vice versa. So I think that this is a great season for you guys to be also considering partnerships. It's something that is super helpful. It's something that will relieve you. And I feel like I just want to be alleviated, honestly. Like, the older I get in business, the more I mature and grow in my personal life, I realize that I want to make time for certain things. Like, I need a partner. I need somebody to help me. So I would consider partnerships. I think this is a great season for you guys to consider partnerships. And as my brand grows, I'm always looking to expand and see what we could do to make things easier. This is a great season for partnerships. This is a great season for partnerships. I wanted to just leave you guys with that. I don't know when the diaries is going to be back exactly. I just know I need to focus in. I'm going to be still sharing a lot of content and I'm going to be sharing a lot of great stuff. So make sure you guys keep up with me on my personal Instagram and the Academy Instagram. My personal Instagram is irregular_Jess. And the Academy's Instagram is @FashionpreneurAcademy. Make sure you guys click the link in either bio to see what the next steps are, to work with me, connect with me, and so forth. But I'm still going to be sharing a lot of killer, killer, killer content. I'm really excited. I just started working with a brand new brand manager. It's my very best friend in the world. Who else could manage me, right? Who else could keep me together? So my very best friend, Gina, as we call her, her real name is Brittany Brown, guys, because somebody actually walked up to my best friend and said, "Hey, Gina," and like really thought that was her name. Her name is not Gina. It's just that they call me Pam and we call her Gina. It's just our little joke, our running joke. So her name is not Gina. Her name is Brittany. Brittany is my brand manager and she takes her job very seriously. She woke me up this morning with all these plans and photo shoots and all this good stuff. So we've been focusing on creating killer content because we want to do more partnerships. And with that being said, we want to do partnerships for content, collaborations, and we really want to focus on making sure we're attaining the right eyes on me as a brand. I didn't realize it until she forced me, honestly, to realize that I have influence in the industry of fashion. Just because I'm very personable, I have a very bubbly personality that people want to get to know. And I'm going to be sharing a lot more of that throughout this time. So we're still going to be recording content. It's just not going to be the podcast, but we'll be sharing a lot of videos, a lot of short clips on IGTV for you guys to keep up. We're going to be keeping you guys abreast with our move. We're going to be keeping you guys abreast with our new team member that's coming on so you guys can connect, meet our OG team members. You guys are going to be able to see a lot of stuff. So I'm really, really excited to give you guys visuals this summer. And yeah, we'll see. We'll see when we'll be back. But I'm going to let y'all know. But we'll see. But with things being so unknown with COVID and just life overall right now, who knows? But yeah, I've truly enjoyed this season. Y'all have enjoyed it. I've needed this. This has been therapeutic. I'm so glad that we were able to launch season 2 in the dead of COVID, in the dead of a pandemic. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for what's next. So keep up with us. We're still doing great things. I'm just going to be giving you guys some visuals to the diaries within this season. So I'm still going to be giving y'all some killer content on IGTV, all that good stuff. You guys be able to keep up. I'm excited. And if you are in a stage where you feel like you're kind of not sure about your next steps, COVID is scaring you about launching your brand. You don't know if you want to be an entrepreneur right now. I feel like this is a time where you guys see how quick things can shift. Nobody's exempt from life. Things can happen quick. Things can go left or very right very quickly. So just take this time to also prepare your mind and ask God for that clarity and insight of what you should be doing. But you will figure it out. And in the meantime, the Fashionpreneur Academy is here with lots of education to help you. Hopefully we can help somebody. But yeah, guys, I will see you all soon. I'll see you guys in our next entry, but I'll definitely catch you guys on Insta with all this killer content we're about to drop for y'all. So make sure you stay up to date. And yeah, I'm excited to work with some of you guys soon, hopefully. And I'm excited to see how you guys continue to develop and flourish. So I will be right back, y'all.